My name is Akristeb Emeji. Thank you so much for joining my podcast. On today's episode, being the fourth episode, I'm going to start with this story. But before that, I would like to thank you again for joining. And if you're a first timer, well, let me just remind you that Insights, what we do here in Insights, we just try to use the word of God and relate it to our lives to get more understanding and to also get closer to God. Now today, as I said earlier, I'm going to use stories to start today, which are fictional stories. We're going to first start with a 13-year-old boy. And this 13-year-old boy, I'm going to call him Michael. Now, Michael has only a mother. The father died when he was 7 years old, about 6 years ago. And Michael was with his mom, who they were entrenched in poverty. They were good people of God, very good Christians. They attend one charismatic church. And then during one of the Sunday services, the church invited a prophet who came over and gave a very wonderful prophecy on Michael's life, which was a very touching moment for Michael. And then, well, let's move on to our second story. We also have here Sandra, also a 13-year-old girl. Well, Sandra does not have a prophecy on her life, but Sandra has a gift. And she can sing. She is not entrenched in poverty. Her parents are of middle class, and she has both father and mother available and love her so much. And she's also the last child. And then we also go on to our third story, where we have this, he's also 13-year-old. Another he, and he's a rich child, he's a rich kid. He is a very rich kid, pampered, adored by his family. He is called Enoch, and he has only a sister, an elder sister, and they are only two. And he's also the last born. So, apart from Michael, who is alone, the rest are last borns. Both pampered and taken good care of by their parent. Now, these three grow up and try to do their own thing. With Enoch, he does not have like gold visions or anything that he wants to do in his life. For him, it's like his parents has laid down the things he has to do, and he's just going to school, trying to do something and make sure that he actually succeed his father and take over the company and assist the sister. Michael, on the other hand, also has goals and visions that he wants to do to help the mother and let them leave poverty, leave their life. It was so sad, it's so sad for them, like that life that was so sad for them. But these three kids, these three teenagers have different lives and everything, but what makes them same, what makes them same, is that at the end of the day, they were all pursuing something. Even if one vision, one goal, even if one strength was higher than the other, they were all working towards something. At the age of 25, Sandra lost her voice. She could not even talk properly, not to sing. Enoch went into addiction, drug addiction. And Michael did not even finish senior high school. He became a high school dropout. Not because he was not studying or he was not a bright child. He was good. He was hardworking, but his mother could not afford to pay for his school fees. There was no money to continue his education, so he was a dropout. Mother was sick, he has to take care of the mom, and everything was just messing up for him. Sandra had everything there, but she lost her voice. She wanted to sing. She wanted to let a voice to capture crowds. They were all devastated. Enoch went to addiction. He came from a broken home. His parents divorced. They split up. So many things happened. Now, these are fictional stories, but definitely they are happening within our system. Maybe not the same, but similar ones. And today, I will be using the story of Joseph to relate to these stories. Now, also Joseph, at the time he was 17, and he had his coat of many colors, he had no mother. He had only a father. His mother died when giving birth to his younger brother, Benjamin. But he still had the love of his father. And Joseph had a dream. And as Michael got a prophecy, at that time he was like, what prophecy? Because everything looks like nothing's going to happen. Joseph had a dream that his brother's sheaves of wheat will bow down to his sheaf. And that the stars and the moon will bow unto him. Now, what happened to Joseph? Joseph got hated by his brothers. They wanted to kill him. They sold him into slavery. He served as a slave. And he didn't rise again to become better. He became a prisoner. And everything looked bad. Everything looked worse. When you look at these fictional stories I have, everything looks bad for them. Enoch is in drug addiction. He's addicted. His life is messed up. He had a very good future ahead of him. He was this ultimate rich kid. Somebody will say that he now that he messed up, like he fool, like why does he have to do that? But you see, everybody has their issues. Everybody has their problems. Something that will affect you won't affect someone. Something that will change you won't change someone. What made Joseph different from these fictional stories was that he had God. He fought with God, not against God, but with God. He made God a part of him. And that even when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife, he fled. And you might think that he fleeing will make him get praises, but instead he got sent to prison. And that says it all. That Michael, being a good child of God, going to church, had a prophecy on his life, he's gonna be great, he's gonna do this, all those things. And now look, he has a sick mother, he's a high school dropout, he's still entrenched in poverty. Yes, he's 25, he's young, but nothing looks like he's ever going to get better, because the people, his family, his mother was in poverty, his grandmother, like everything's like they have been in poverty for a long time, and nothing seems to get better. But that's the thing. Joseph wanted to get out of prison, but his main aim was to get close to God and let God work and work for God. And that he even went on in prison to interpret dreams of fellow prisoners. If I was in his shoes, I wouldn't even care what other people were doing. But he showed love to other people. He showed care. He fought even in his darkest moments. Now today, I just want to say in this episode that we should be more like Joseph. Yeah, God is stretching his hands towards us, but we have to stretch back. We have to do his work. We have to make an effort to be with him, to be close to him. He has given us things, like how he gave Enoch a good family, wealth to set up his life. Yes, obstacles came. He had a broken family. There was no love. But God loves him. God loves us. Maybe right now there's no love around, but God loves you. Sandra lost her voice, something that she thought that she was using to glorify God. She lost it because God is trying to tell you that it's not the things you have or the thing that he gave you that he wants you to use to get close to him, but he wants you to get close to him. It doesn't matter what you want to do for him. Is what he wants you, with you. Is where he, like where he wants to touch you. He wants you with him. It doesn't matter what you want to do for him. Cassandra wanted to use her voice to sing, to capture souls for Christ. But what happened? She lost it. She lost the voice. And that got her into all this sadness. And she didn't even understand that, God, why me? What happened? Where did I go wrong? And maybe you'll fall back into sin. But the thing is, we have grace now. Jesus Christ died to save us. Go back to God. Forget what you can do for God. Go to him like how Joseph was with him, always with him. When his own brothers went against him to kill him, God was with him. He gave him favor in Potiphar's house. And even though he gave him favor, he had another obstacle. He went to prison. God was with him. And God will surely take you out of everything. Your story might be different from the fictional stories I brought up. Maybe you have lost something so dear to you. Maybe you're going through so much. Maybe you have a dream, you have a goal, a vision. Or maybe you don't have anything like that. You're like Enoch. You just wanted love. You just wanted to go on. You're okay. And the simple things of life, some simple things of life, you were not able to get it. So you're unhappy. You're sad. Remember, God loves you. Don't make people fall back on the love of God. Don't make people let you go away from God. Fall back on the love of God. Remember, it does not matter how you got to saved, you got to be saved, that you got to God. What it matters is that you believe in Him, have faith in Him. Forget who helped you to get to God. Forget who helped you to get saved. Forget who preached to you or who talked to you. Forget what happened that got you to God. Remember God and make an effort to stay in Him. Let me tell you how Joseph's story turned around and he became the governor. Maybe yours might take a little longer, or much longer, or shorter. Or maybe you lost so much than what Joseph lost. Or maybe you got so hate, or you got so much coming against you than what Joseph had against him. I don't know your story. I don't. Let me tell you, I also have my story. I'm not perfect. But by reading Joseph's story, has made me understand that the dream will be there. The prophecy will be there. You might ask why God didn't make it happen. Or it has not happened yet. It's happening. You are living that dream. It's a process. You know what happened to Sandra? She did lose her voice. But she created people. She was able to groom people who were able to use their voices to get there. And Michael, the mother died. But because the mother died, when he got to success, what caused the mother's sickness? He went into that field and helped people who had that same sickness. Enoch came out of that addiction. So he went to tackle psychiatry and psychology and broken homes and family issues. And he pushed the money there. Just like how Joseph was able to run the prison, Potiphar's house. That is how he was able to run and control famine. You might think the dream is when you reach the success, you're living the dream, the prophecy is there. Just have to pull God close to you. God is already there. You have to pull Him. You have to get to Him. Today I just want to say that, you know, God loves us. It might seem that He doesn't love us, but He does. It might seem that He's far, but He's close, He's so close to us. And I want to leave the peace of God with you. And that even in the darkest moment, in the blurry times, that you will still remember to call on Him, to be with Him. Pray, read the Bible, talk to God. Nobody can do it for you except you. Thank you so much for joining me on this fourth episode. God bless you and God be with you. Amen.